Introducing Rick Moore with a conversation that has to happen.
This has been my fourth opportunity to speak at the Olds Conversation Has to Happen seminar, either in person or on the radio. And obviously, in today's world, I'd prefer being in person, but suffice to say, this is another avenue to reach people. This has given me the chance to meet Andrea Hawiak, a champion of this crucial topic, and as someone that has become a true friend to myself and my family. I'll touch on why this has been an important part of myself and my family's journey. Some of us are thrown into situations that we never thought we'd be part of our lives. It all started with the loss of our daughter, Lindsay, who, at the age of 22, lost her battle with depression on September 20th, 2015. Sunday afternoon that changed everything. I'd love to paint a detailed picture, Lindsay, but in this short interview couldn't do it full justice. Suffice to say, she was an incredible human being that touched the lives of all she was in contact with. Her humor and passion for others was something we learned after how impactful it really was and is today. Like so many others, Lindsay hid her depression until the last year of her life. There's not a day that goes by as a father that I've not shed a tear, and an emptiness I fear will never leave me. When I told our story at the first conference in Olds, and the conversation has to happen, Lindsay's story resonated with over 250 in attendance. As a presenter, I felt connection with the audience. What I didn't realize was the impact the other speakers had on myself and my family. The healing process was starting to happen when we realized our family was not alone in our grief and that mental health has been inadequately served. What I've witnessed over the last 6 years has truly been impactful. It is from my talks at schools that I realized how wonderful our young generation are in generating a willingness to open up and talk about mental health. The respect afforded to me and my family has been something that I'll always cherish. The high school that Lindsay attended, Notre Dame in Red Deer, was my first experience of telling her story to students. It was to my astonishment that Rose McQuay, who was the principal of the school at that time, arranged to have over 1,000 students in attendance. This happened shortly after Lindsay's death, so my emotions were still very raw. There's a story from that event I would like to share. Prior to going on stage, Ms. McQuay asked if I would meet with a student that requested to talk to me. A room was arranged where my daughter Stephanie and I met with the student. She said to us that on behalf of her mother, they would like to thank us for what we are doing with the foundation. Seemingly down, I asked how she was doing. And it was then she shared her story of being bullied on social media and how it was affecting her. Our first word of advice was to get off social media and that her true friends will show their real worth. After, when I went on stage, I felt anger toward her situation. Fast forward a year later, when I attended the same school where Sheldon Kennedy presented to the students. After his presentation, as students were leaving the gymnasium, I looked across the room to see a young girl smiling at me. My daughter Stephanie said, "That's the girl we talked to before your talk last year." It was her. I still remember walking toward her with her radiant face, and she said, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "Of course." I asked her how she was doing, and she said, "Great." And that she even got a dog. Deservedly, life was getting better for her. I don't think she will ever realize the impact she had on my life. It was at that point I knew the importance of our mission. Each of us, however small, can make a difference in others. There are many times I just wish for a sign or something that tells me Lindsay is happy. Lindsay's dream was to be a pilot, and she had achieved 2 solo flights and was ready to get her private license. On her tombstone is engraved a Cessna plane because that's where she felt her freedoms. couple of weeks ago, I was at her gravesite, and the sky was a brilliant blue. It just so happened a small plane flew directly above me, which I always hope for when I'm out there, and it tilted its wings back and forth in salute, as if she was saying, as if she was flying it. You can call it a coincidence, but I like to think it was her saying, "Way to go, Dad." Her 22 years were lived fully, and her legacy of helping others will last for years to come. Because of our amazing businesses in Central Alberta, over $500 million has been raised for the endowment fund Smiles Through Lindsay. Three school divisions have benefited from programs to aid in mental health. If I had a word of advice, that is to listen intently to others and not fear their realities. It means so much when they don't feel alone in their battles. If you'd like to follow Lindsay's story, you can go to the Smiles Through Lindsay Facebook page, which my daughter Stephanie populates often. For any family that unfortunately may go through what we have, I can tell you that the first year will always be the worst, and all of us grieve differently. But you will soon learn that the sun does come up every morning, and we start to notice again the things around us that make life fulfilling. For any of you that met Lindsay, I would say you are privileged. For me, my brain allows me snippets of her to keep her close, but never too much to burden my pain. If it wasn't for my wife, Cindy, my other children, John, James, Stephanie, along with some incredible friends, I fear my personal story would be a different one. As tough as this pandemic has been, there'll be one constant I have seen. We are all better together than apart. Watch for signs from your children and be present in their social media activities. I'd like to thank Andrea, this radio station, and to all of you who have taken time to hear my story, and to those others on this program that share their brave stories. Thank you.